The KWMT Power Lunch Program brought to you by Corn Belt Power and their Touchstone Energy Partners. Practical Farmers of Iowa, a very good organization here in the state of Iowa, one that I follow quite a bit, and they have some things going on, including a branding workshop. Andrew Clark, president of Create Wow Marketing. Andrew's going to be helping put on a branding workshop. As I said this morning when we talked with you, Andrew, with a name like Create Wow Marketing, you know a thing or two about marketing, and really it's something that goes hand-in-hand with telling the story of any business, and that certainly applies to agriculture, too.
Oh, certainly. Certainly, Vaughn. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I tell you, Practical Farmers contacted me about 3-4 weeks ago and said, we're going to be putting a seminar on for agriculture based on ag marketing called Put a Face on Your Farm. And I thought, well, this is perfect for what we do at Create Wow. It's building the foundation for communication that then make marketing and sales so much stronger and building a brand underneath that. Now, at Create Wow, we've built a model called True Branding, and it's an acronym, very simply stands for truth, relevance, uniqueness, and engagement. And in this course, in this seminar that we're going to be doing on March 25th, we're going to go through the true branding process, explain people how to build the truth around their market, how to build the relevance around their market, how to make their product or their farm or their items unique within their market, and then how to engage that market, whether that be through direct mail, through web development, through social media, you name it. Every farm, every client that we work with has a different true brand. And what we really want to emphasize is once you understand your true brand, then you can start forward with the marketing plan. Then you can start forward with developing collateral and positioning yourself because you'll know that you'll have that foundation built.
In agriculture, we tend to be kind of modest. I'm not stereotyping, but really people in general tend to be modest. I belong to a fraternal organization, and I was talking with a member the other day, and he said, I'm just not sure I'm comfortable with the term marketing when it comes to trying to get new members. And I told him, marketing really is just telling the story, and really we need to think of it more that way, don't we?
You do, and marketing often is thought of as a dirty word. It's almost like calling yourself a lawyer, which, God knows everybody knows, lawyers have. Lawyers and marketers are the bane of the earth. But what it is really being able to stand up and position yourself with honesty, integrity, and the ability to hold up and say, I've got a true brand. And once you've done that, and once people subscribe to that story, once people understand that, they become advocates. And if you've got brand advocates, think of Nike, think of Apple, think of Google. The first thing you think of when you think of those industries are those products. Those are the people that have built strong, true, eloquent branding based on the truth.
Well, very well put. Andrew Clark, president of Create Wow Marketing, helping put on a branding workshop March 25th through Practical Farmers of Iowa. Give us the details about that workshop, too, by the way, Andrew, where it'll be at and how people can register for it and find out more.
Well, like you said, it's on the March 25th. It's called Put a Face on Your Farm. The workshop runs from 9 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon at the First Unitarian Church in Des Moines. It's free for members of PFI, and it's only $30 for non-members. Of course, registration is required, and refreshments and lunch and all that fun stuff will be taken care of. I encourage everyone to go. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a big seminar about true branding and then some breakout sessions based on those categories. Oh, and by the way, 10 attendees for the workshop will be selected through each to receive $1,000 of branding help from Create Wow Marketing, and we'll do that under the Brand Chef Mice, which I've been blogging on the side as the Brand Chef for about 6 years. For eligible farms, you must produce fruits, vegetables. Members of Practical Farmers will be willing to have their branding and accomplished showcased in May to their wider audience. RSVP is required by March 18th. Just contact Sally Worley over at Practical Farmers. Her email is sally@practicalfarmers.org. Or you can call her at 515-419-9551, and that will get you involved.
Okay, I want to find out more about Create Wow Marketing, your company there, Andrew. But first of all, there has been kind of a movement here with the localvore food movement, local foods. Putting a face with the farm product, too, seems to be big. Why do you think this is? Do you think people are kind of maybe yearning for, well, maybe nostalgia, maybe kind of reconnecting with some roots that they've lost?
Well, I see it in a couple of ways. I've worked with ag so many years that we've gone through the Ma and Pa farm, we've gone through the corporate farms, we've gone through breaking them down in the farm crisis of the early 90s, late 80s, and it's now to the point where the commodity farmers, the people that are trying to make their lives day by day, are now having a stronger voice. And the slow food movement has become very powerful in social media, and there's a lot of awareness through traditional media channels, radio, television, so on, that are starting to pick up that message. And so I think a lot of organic, a lot of home-produced products are starting to be viewed as more viable, more healthy, more important than factory-produced. People say, buy fresh, buy local, and it's really starting to ring true. And I think it has come kind of full circle from now we're back into dealing on a more local level, which is fantastic for our community, especially with the way the economy has been lately.
Andrew Clark is president of Create Wow Marketing. Tell us more about Create Wow Marketing, your company. You're based in Des Moines.
Yep. We started as Create Wow Media about 4 years ago. My partner, Doug Mitchell, started Create Wow Media as a social extension to small to medium-sized businesses for social media, blogging platforms, Twitter, Facebook, all that fun stuff. And we really started building a coaching mechanism where it made it important for people to understand how to use these tools wisely and efficiently with a strategy. And when I joined on about 2 years ago, it was more in a consultative role, and I was building on as the brand chef and brought the true branding site in to Create Wow. And in August, we partnered up and changed the name to Create Wow Marketing, and now we do the whole gambit. It's more than just the social media. It's more than blogging software, Facebook, and YouTube. It is brand building, true branding, to reach people in a more efficient, more strategic way than traditional agencies have. It's not just throwing money at an issue. It's not just putting a shiny bauble on top of the ugly pile. It's one of those things where let's do it smart, let's do it wise, let's do it strategically and not take things for granted. And I think the economy's calling for a little bit of that smart marketing anymore.
Anything else that you want to add here?
I think we're in good shape. Remember, the seminar is next week, the 25th. RSVPs are due March 18th to Sally Worley for Practical Farmers, and you can reach her at 515-419-9551.
Okay, very good. Thank you much there. Andrew Clark, president of Create Wow Marketing, branding workshop coming up on March 25th. And you can find out more about that through Practical Farmers of Iowa.